Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, that he moved on from there in order to teach and preach in their cities. But when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to say to him, "Are you the one who is coming, or are we to expect another?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind see again, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not stumble because of me." Then as these went, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John, and said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? A windswept reed? If not, what then did you go out to see? A man clothed in luxurious garments? Look, those who wear luxurious garments are in royal houses. If not, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one greater than a prophet. For this man is he of whom it stands written, 'See how I am sending my messenger in front of you, who will prepare your way ahead of you.' Truly I say to you, there has not arisen among those born of women any one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of the heavens is greater than he. However, from the days of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of the heavens has been suffering violence, and violent men are seizing it. For all the prophets and the law up to John have prophesied, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, 'We have played the flute to you, but you did not dance. We have lamented to you, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a wine drinker, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by its children." Then he began to reproach the cities in which the majority of his mighty deeds took place, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which took place in you had taken place in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. However, I say to you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon than for you in the day of judgment. And you, Capernaum, you which have been exalted up to heaven, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty deeds which took place in you had taken place in Sodom, it would have remained intact up to this day. However, I say to you that it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you." At that time Jesus reacted and said, "I give thanks to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from wise and intelligent men, and have revealed them to infants. Indeed, Father, because it was with good pleasure in your sight that it should be like this. Everything has been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and neither does anyone know the Father except the Son, and whoever the Son wishes to reveal him to. Come to me, all you who are toiling and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourselves, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is mild, and my burden is light."